Good morning and welcome to Overeaters Anonymous, a Vision for You Big Book Study. My name is Stephanie L. and I am a recovered compulsive overeater from Southern California. Today is Friday, April 25th, 2025, and this is the 10 a.m. Eastern Time meeting. Today we are reading from the Big Book of Alcoholics Anonymous. We're on page 93, the first full paragraph, beginning with, "When dealing with such a person," reading one paragraph, ending with, "No matter what your own convictions are." And we are reading and commenting on that one paragraph this morning. Today's readers are Eileen M. reading the text, Penny L.C. reading page 164, and Julie E.B. is our backup reader today. Our newcomer greeter is Christina M., and announcements will be Shelley E. The reference ID number for yesterday, Thursday, April 24th, 2025, is 22,376, or 22376. And today's 7 a.m. Eastern Time meeting is 22,378, or 22378. OA Preamble. Overeaters Anonymous is a fellowship of individuals who, through shared experience, strength, and hope, are recovering from compulsive overeating. We welcome everyone who wants to stop eating compulsively. There are no dues or fees for members. We are self-supporting through our own contributions, neither soliciting nor accepting outside donations. OA is not affiliated with any public or private organization, political movement, ideology, or religious doctrine. We take no position on outside issues. Our primary purpose is to abstain from compulsive eating and compulsive food behaviors and to carry the message of recovery through the 12 steps of OA to those who still suffer. Our sole purpose. OA's fifth tradition states each group has but one primary purpose, to carry its message to the compulsive overeater who still suffers. At a Vision for You Big Book study, our message is that people who suffer from compulsive overeating can recover through abstinence and the practice of the 12 steps and 12 traditions of Overeaters Anonymous. Here are the steps we took, which are suggested as a program of recovery. And I will now ask Terry G. to please read the 12 steps of Overeaters Anonymous. Good morning, Terry.
Thank you, Stephanie L., for your service. Good morning, everybody. Welcome all newcomers. My name is Terry G. I'm a food addict from Pensacola, Florida. The 12 steps of Overeaters Anonymous. One, we admitted we were powerless over food and our lives had become unmanageable. Two, came to believe that a power greater than ourselves could restore us to sanity. Three, made a decision to turn our will and our lives over to the care of God as we understood Him. Four, made a searching and fearless moral inventory of ourselves. Five, admitted to God, to ourselves, and to another human being the exact nature of our wrongs. Six, were entirely ready to have God remove all these defects of character. Seven, humbly asked Him to remove our shortcomings. Eight, made a list of all persons we had harmed and became willing to make amends to them all. Nine, made direct amends to such people wherever possible, except when to do so would injure them or others. 10, continued to take personal inventory, and when we were wrong, we promptly admitted it. 11, sought through prayer and meditation to improve our conscious contact with God as we understood Him, praying only for the knowledge of His will for us and the power to carry that out. 12, having had a spiritual awakening as the result of these steps, we tried to carry this message to compulsive overeaters and to practice these principles in all of our affairs. Thank you for giving me the opportunity of being of service this month. And with that, I pass.
Well, thank you so much, Terry G. And I will now ask Joanne L. to please read the 12 traditions of Overeaters Anonymous. Good morning, Joanne.
Oh, good morning, Stephanie. Thank you for your service and everyone on the line. Is welcome to the newcomers. My name is Joanne L. I am from Rhode Island, and I am a recovered compulsive overeater. The 12 traditions of Overeaters Anonymous. One, our common welfare should come first. Personal recovery depends upon OA unity. Two, for our group purpose, there is but one ultimate authority, a loving God, as He may express Himself in our group conscience. Our leaders are but trusted servants. They do not govern. 3, the only requirement for OA membership is a desire to stop eating compulsively. 4, each group should be autonomous, except in matters affecting other groups or OA as a whole. 5, each group has but one primary purpose, to carry its message to the compulsive overeater who still suffers. 6, an OA group ought never endorse, finance, or lend the OA name to any related facility or outside enterprise, lest problems of money, property, and prestige divert us from our primary purpose. 7, every OA group ought to be fully self-supporting, declining outside contributions. 8, Overeaters Anonymous should remain forever non-professional, but our service centers may employ special workers. 9, OA as such ought never be organized, but we may create service boards or committees directly responsible to those they serve. 10, Overeaters Anonymous has no opinion on outside issues, hence the OA name ought never be drawn into public controversy. 11, our public relations policy is based on attraction rather than promotion. We need always maintain personal anonymity at the level of press, radio, films, television, and other public media of communication. And 12, anonymity is the spiritual foundation of all these traditions, ever reminding us to place principles before personalities. Thank you very much, and I thank Leah for the service for the month. And I pass.
Oh, thank you so much, Joanne L., for your service. So how our meeting works. Our meeting focuses on the directions for recovery described in the Big Book of Alcoholics Anonymous. We read a paragraph or two from the literature and then stop and share on what was read. Anyone can share, but we ask that you please keep your sharing to the topic and literature we are discussing, and that you keep your share to 3 minutes. Singleness of purpose reminds us to identify as compulsive overeaters only. Our abstinence requirement for moderators is 1 year, and for readers is 6 months. There is no abstinence requirement for sharing on topic. This meeting does request that your sharing be directly linked to what was read. We are sharing what the directions in the Big Book mean to us. To share, press star 1 to unmute. Once you're done sharing, let us know by saying pass, and then press star 1 to remute your phone. To have a quiet meeting, everyone's phone except the speakers should be muted. Today, we resume our study of the Big Book of Alcoholics Anonymous. We're on page 93. We're reading the first full paragraph, beginning with, when dealing with such a person, ending with, no matter what your convictions are. And we are reading and commenting on that one paragraph this morning. And I will now ask Eileen M. to please begin reading. Good morning, Eileen.
Good morning. My name is Eileen M. I'm a grateful recovered compulsive overeater in New Hampshire. When dealing with such a person, you had better use everyday language to describe spiritual principles. There is no use arousing any prejudice he may have against certain theological terms and conceptions about which he may already be confused. Don't raise such issues, no matter what your own convictions are. Okay, so for me, the way I interpret this is that when we talk to a sponsee, we want to talk to them in a relaxed manner and use casual words. So it's kind of like the way you would talk to somebody in, like, everyday, like, social interactions. This is not an academic thing. We don't use formal language. You know, we're not giving a lecture to people, and we're not defending a thesis here. You know, we want the sponsee to understand us. I think that everyday language implies that there's no hierarchy between the sponsee and the sponsor. We are a fellowship of equals. I just think the sponsors just have more experience. You know, they're recovered, and, you know, we can pass on what we've been given. I think that using certain theological terms, I'm not sure what they mean by that exactly, but I think that, you know, we have the potential, if we do that, to turn somebody off, basically, and really what our aim is to be helpful. And, you know, the big book does remind us that we never talk down to somebody. It says we never talk down to an alcoholic from some spiritual hilltop. You know, we just want to make a connection with them, and we want to be as helpful as possible. So with that, I'm going to pass. Thanks so much.
Well, thank you so much, Eileen M. And we are now going to open up the meeting for sharing. Although we value your experience, we ask that you please limit your sharing to every third day in order that others might share their experiences too. So if you share it on Wednesday or Thursday on any vision meeting, please allow others the opportunity to share today. We ask that you please keep your share to 3 minutes to allow time for as many people as possible to share too. And I will remind you when your time is up. So if you would like to share, please let us know your first name, last initial, and where you're calling from. Who would like to share?
Julie E.B.
I've got you, Julie.
Barbara W.
I've got you, Barbara. Is there anyone else who'd like to share?
Penny L.C.
Got you, Penny.
McCall F.
McCall, and that's F as in Frank, correct?
It is S as in Serenity.
Sorry.
No problem.
I'm so sorry. Anyone else? Okay, I've got Julie E.B., Barbara W., Penny L.C., McCall S., and we're going to go ahead and start with Julie, followed by Barbara, and please always tell us where you're calling from. Good morning, Julie. Star one, Julie, we can't hear you.
Hi, this is Julie E.B., I gratefully recovered in Colorado Springs, and Colorado. I really appreciate this talking to. I think it's funny because it's from the very beginning, it was understood that there would be this temptation to get kind of lingo. You know, for some people, theological language is just using the term God. You know, I was talking recently to a sponsee that someone referred to a spiritual leader in their tradition, whether it's Jesus Christ or Muhammad or whatever your particular thing is. We have higher power language. We can ask the question, you know, what is your spiritual background? What is your preference? Is this title good? Because our only purpose is to be useful to the person who's still suffering. And any words I say that are a barrier are not really a witness, to quote my faith. They're just a witness to the ways in which ego gets in the way. Any higher power I understand is just open to all sorts of expressions. And I've learned from everyone in this program of every difference and type. And sometimes they're just insider terms like turn it over or surrender or I just have to get more willing. And we have these things we say that, you know, or this person's not ready. These are pronouncements we can make from a high top instead of just everyday language. I find it helpful to say, well, you know, I remember that for me, you know, it was so much harder to be in and out of the food than just out, but it seemed impossible to get out. Things like that for me are everyday language. Or, you know, I just don't have enough power. I've tried. And I named some of the ways I tried. I tried every imaginable way by my own willpower and self-reliance to get this done. And I need the help of the group and instruction from others. And those don't take any big words. And I will find that there's something more to life than everything going on inside of my head and everything I see from my viewpoint in my life if I work this program. And I expose myself to everyone's experience. That's what I like about this part of it. Nothing fancy, needs to be done. I've worked this test with someone who had trouble reading. I've worked this test with people who had trouble with processing and listening, with mental health, with everything under the sun. And it doesn't work because of me. It works because it's a simple, understandable program. Thanks for letting me share.
Well, thank you so much, Julie E. B. in Colorado. Next, we've got Barbara W., followed by Penny L. C. Good morning, Barbara.
Good morning to everybody. Happy to be at the program. I'm here. Next month will be different because I'll be going back to the land of make-believe working, so I'll be at the 7 o'clock a.m. meeting giving service. I'm just happy to be able to give service to this group for Vision for You, because for me, it is a vision for me. It's a new way of living, okay, and it's a new life, and it's discipline for me. When it's hard, I know what to do. I can call certain people, or they'll call me back, or they can call me, and they'll say, how you doing today, and I can share, they can share, but I'm so happy and thankful that in this program of recovery that we all are in, and we are living it day by day, even through mistakes. We don't fret anyone. We don't throw anybody away, and we love all people. I know I do, you know, because I come from a Christian background, and I've learned about our religious background. You don't push anybody to anything. You love people the way they are, and you accept them the way they are. Everybody in my family is not all the same. They are, a lot of them are dysfunction. But I love my family, and I learned that. So, and that's how people are influenced, or either are the light that we have to share and tell them what we're doing and what's working for us. It's up to them to decide it. It's not for me to say if I see somebody, maybe they got one of these or whatever they eating. This and that. I'm in the program, and maybe you should. It's not about telling her, him or her they should. They'll see by the way we are doing. They'll see how different we are. They'll see how different we eat. And even at our church, sometimes they have food there. Some things, a lot of it I can't have. And it's reality, you know, because I was tired of being sick all the time. I mean, physical sick, and arthritis is a terrible disease. We all know that. Arthritis, certain foods you have to eat. It's not always easy, but the more you practice it, there are a lot of things that I've found that I can eat. And I'm just changing my way of eating. And you know what? And once it's practiced, it becomes a part of you. And it's a good thing. A lot of things you can make. A lot of good recipes, I tell people. So I'm just going to continue at my age of 70 to enjoy it. And if I can give it back, I'll do that. But if a person is, whatever religion they are, whatever way they choose to have in their life, I still can work with any kind of people because I had to learn that. People come and work with me. So the same way, I give it back the same way, you know, and this is what's helping keeping me happy, joyous, and free. Thanks for letting me share.
Oh, thank you so much, Barbara W. Next, we've got Penny L.C., followed by McCall S. Good morning, Penny.
Good morning, Stephanie. Thank you for your service, and good morning to everyone on the line. This is Penny L.C., a grateful, recovered, compulsive overeater from the state of Washington. And as I read these lines, I hear neon lights flashing, warning. You know, it's really telling me what I need to be careful of and make sure that my ego is staying out of the picture. And so it's my responsibility to share my experience, strength, and hope, but it's the responsibility for the sponsee to take on their recovery or not. I mean, and I have to put it in their hands and just trust. It's up to me to keep it simple. Remember the basics of sharing, you know, to go back to the beginning of my experience and what it took for me to be able to grasp what I needed to in terms of having a higher power, in terms of having a spiritual process, take care of, you know, what my needs are, and to be able to just turn my will and my life over. What did that take for me? And try to share that on a very basic level with the other person, emphasizing willingness. I had to be willing, and that's the one thing I can say to them is to please consider being completely willing and open-minded. So I speak about my experiences. I speak about my spiritual journey. I speak about changed. And I speak about how I found willingness. And in that way, they can, perhaps relate to something I say, and maybe then they be more open to asking questions or considering how it fits for them. And basically, it comes down to using language of the heart. If I can touch their heart, and not just be giving head language, head knowledge, but get down to the heart level and really share my heart. That's where it's going to translate. I need to respect their feelings and their perspective always. And so a bottom line comes down to being sure that my humility is intact, that I'm being considerate and thoughtful, and just sharing from that place of genuine wanting to pass it on. Thank you for letting me share, and with that, I will pass.
Thank you so much, Penny LC from Washington. Next, we've got McCall S. Good morning, McCall. McCall, please hit star 1 to unmute. Can't hear you.
Can you hear me now?
We can. There you are. Go for it.
Oh, my gosh. Okay. My name is McCall, and that's spelled M-I-C-H-A-L, and my last initial is S as in Serenity. I'm calling from Massachusetts. Thank you, Stephanie, for your service and everyone for being here. Great shares so far. I loved some things that I heard about being relaxed and, speaking from my heart, I can get so excited about this, which is good. I'm so grateful to have found a way out. I am recovered today from this seemingly hopeless state of mind and body, but I stay in the work so that I stay recovered because I love what people say, like, I'm not cured. So, in my excitement, I can get anxious and, I want to just like drive it home right away. I think I've shared about this a couple times in this chapter already. When I'm talking to somebody, the word God does come up as it does in our literature. And then I just preface it by saying, I use this word because I don't have another word right now, but it can mean so much more. And I have to remember that people have their own conceptions of this word. And maybe I don't understand that, but what I'm constantly reminding here in this paragraph, and I just looked back to the paragraph before to remind myself, like, oh, what we're talking about here is that I'm trying to convey the spirit of identification. Like, I have this thing. And if you have it too, you don't have to be alone with it anymore. And there is a way out. So that's what I'm trying to remember to stay focused on here. So thanks again for your service. And with that, I'll pass.
Well, thank you so much, McCall S. from Massachusetts. And if you're just joining us, let me fill you in on where we're at. We are in the Big Book of Alcoholics Anonymous. We're on page 93, the first full paragraph, beginning with, when dealing with such a person, ending with, no matter what your convictions are. And so we read that one paragraph, and that's what we're commenting on. And if you'd like to share, please let us know your first name, last initial, and where you're calling from. Who would like to share?
Pam B., California.
Was that Pam B.?
Yes, ma'am.
Gotcha. Thank you so much.
Jody E., California.
I've got you, Jody.
Nancy L.J., California again.
Nancy L.J., California contingent this morning. Okay. Do we have anyone else?
Julie P., Minnesota.
That was Julie P. from Minnesota.
This is Vicki T. West in Florida.
Yeah. I've got you, Vicki T. from Florida.
Wendy M.
And I've got you, Wendy. Okay, I think that might take us to the end. We'll see how it goes. All right, I've got Pam B., Jody E., Nancy L.J., Julie P., Vicki T., Wendy M. Pam, you're going to be up first, followed by Jody E. Good morning, Pam.
Good morning. Thank you. I'm Pam B. from California, grateful, recovered compulsive overeater. I was thinking when I first heard the passage today, I was thinking I really have nothing to offer. And then as I was listening to people share, I thought, oh my gosh, it reminded me of an experience I had on the other side as a sponsee. And I thought it might be helpful to people who are sponsoring. So I even shared the same faith with one of my sponsors, and I'm so appreciative. I really, really appreciate her and her love and support. But I did get kind of like, we shared the same faith, and she recommended a book that is not conference approved. And it freaked me, it kind of scared me actually. And I was really uncomfortable and didn't feel safe. So, you know, I've dealt with that and done 10 step and stuff on it. And I just was reminded, it reminded me of how important it is to stick to the literature and what we're doing. I even, it was helpful to me as a sponsor, because I was driving home from swimming. I swim in the morning, and this beautiful worship song came on, and I'm like, ooh, I'm going to send this to my sponsee. And I was like, no, this actually reminded me, no, that's not what I'm supposed to do. Like, I can do that with other friends and stuff, but anyway, I'm really, really grateful that we go through this book in great detail, and for all the people that share. Grateful to be here, and that's all I have. I pass.
Well, thank you so much, Pam B. from California. Next, we have Jody E., followed by Nancy L.J. Jody, good morning.
Good morning, Stephanie. Good morning, everyone. My name is Jody E., and I'm a grateful, recovered, compulsive overeater, anorexic, and bulimic. So, yes, I had better use everyday language to describe spiritual principles. I don't want to arouse any prejudice he may have against certain theological terms and conceptions. Don't raise such issues, no matter what your own convictions are. That's pretty clear. That is very clear. And in the previous paragraph, he does not have to agree with your conception of God. And if I try to promote my conception, as has been shared, it's a turnoff. We try to practice attraction here, not promotion, in all of our affairs. You know, am I at an attraction to this program? And am I attraction, if I want to be an attraction to my religion, that's a separate issue. That is a separate issue. That's not what we do here. And I too, if I feel that a sponsor of mine is promoting their own religion or my friends or my sisters and brothers, it's not an attraction. An attraction is when the person is so kind, so loving, so tolerant, so peaceful. There's something about them that attracts me. And I want to know more. But promotion turns me away. And it's not appropriate here. My purpose as a sponsor in this program is to carry the message of Overeaters Anonymous, to carry the message of the 12 steps, and that's all. And as has been said, we talk about our own conception of God, and that can vary over the whole spectrum. And with that, I pass. Thank you.
Well, thank you so much, Jody E. from California. Next, we've got Nancy L. J., followed by Julie P. Good morning, Nancy.
Good morning. Good morning. Thank you. Hi, everyone. Nancy L. J., California, gratefully recovered. So this paragraph says to me, read a room. You know, thank God for this program. Thanks my HP that I have learned to read a room. You know, and also the song, I'm a steamroller, baby, I'm going to roll right over you. That was me. You know, whatever I had, wherever I was at the time, I was going to tell you exactly what happened. This is how you need to believe. This is what you do. And I kind of did that in a way when I first came into OA. You know, years ago, I was a steamroller. And I'm so grateful that really, as usual, I had to get beat down. I can't take a suggestion. I have to be beat to the quick, you know, to learn. But I have learned that, you know, just calm down and just get to know a person, get to know where they're at a little bit. It only takes sometimes a couple minutes, you know, and if you see I've gone too far, I pull back, you know, and sometimes, you know, especially in my nursing career, I might pre-op, you know, it's like trying to get people to calm down a little bit, not be so fearful. And sometimes just silence is what I've used because people, not everybody is receptive to me. You know, to the Nancy thing. So, I mean, I'm definitely a work in progress, but super grateful for my lessons. And it's so interesting how spiritual principles, the more spiritual in this program I become, the bigger my God is. And it's so, for me, it's so much bigger than a religious practice. It doesn't even compare for me. Religion is, I'm going to say it's almost disappeared in my life because the spirituality is so huge. My HP is so massive. And now I wouldn't probably say that to a potential sponsee, but that's where I'm at. But for whatever reason, I wanted to share that. But anyway, just wanted to claim my seat today, looking forward to a beautiful Friday. And even though I'm retired now, I still love Fridays, TGIF, the whole bit. So with that, I'll pass.
Well, thank you so much, Nancy LJ in California. Next, we've got Julie P, followed by Vicky T. Good morning, Julie.
Good morning. My name is Julie P. I am a recovered and grateful to be able to say that today, compulsive overeater in Minnesota. You know, I love this paragraph and thank you everybody for your shares. I was just sitting here thinking about my experience, and, you know, we're kind of talking about step two, came to believe in a power greater than myself, and sharing that. And after a few conversations and getting to know somebody, what I do is I share my experience, and I kind of had a quirky one. I had a hard time figuring out what that higher power was. And one day it just came to me that a bus was going to come down my driveway and pick me up with me standing on my front steps, waving the white flag. And I soon decided that my higher power's name was Ralph, because I needed him to have a sense of humor. And I thought of Ralph Cramden on the Honeymooners, and he would come and pick me up on my bus every day and make me sit in the seat because I wanted to be the driver. And he was going to protect me. And, you know, my journey with my higher power has been easy, but it seems like a lot of the people that I've talked to, you know, they kind of have a hard time with what is that higher power. And it's like you get to create whatever that higher power is. It doesn't matter. And, you know, it's kind of funny. I know my higher power needed to have a sense of humor. And I put a picture of Ralph Cramden on my home screen, and it made me think about a higher power every time I looked at my phone. And since then, my journey with my higher power just continues to grow and grow and grow. And I'm so grateful. I know it sounds crazy, but that's what works for me. And that's what I share when we get to the topic of a higher power and how the program works. So with that, I'm going to pass. Thank you and have a great day.
Well, thank you so much, Julie P. from Minnesota. Next, we've got Vicki T. followed by Wendy M. Good morning, Vicki.
Good morning, Stephanie. Good morning, everybody. This is Vicki T. in Florida, and it's a God thing that I'm on this line today. I've been very, very sick, and I have not been able to get on this meeting, and I'm so grateful to be alive and on the meeting. I've had a really big dose of humility, which is definitely what I needed. I love this paragraph, and what comes up for me is speaking in the I. Now, I used to be in another 12-step program, and they would interrupt you. I'm not saying that that's the right thing to do, but if somebody was speaking in the you instead of the I, they would interrupt and say, you've got to get to I. And that was like a little much, but I hear so much better when people speak in the I and not the you. It's just a freeing, it's just sharing experience, strength, and hope. And that's what, you know, the big book tells us. We share what it was like, what it's like now, and you know, what happened. And I think that's just a great way to share. And I've learned so much from so many different people about other religions. And religion, to me, is nothing to do with spirituality, but it brings a intellectual concept to being able, because I know for me, I have to understand something intellectually first before I can get it spiritually. And that's why I'm so grateful for some of these people on this line, particularly that know, have so much knowledge of the big book and the history of it and why it came to be and why certain things are. And then I can get the spiritual knowledge of it. And somebody mentioned that, you know, this is really all about step two. And step two was the hardest step for me. I couldn't get it for many, many years. I understood the concept, but I couldn't get it in my heart spiritually. And now, many years later, I can say confidently that step two is the easiest step for me. It's the easiest step for me. No matter how many times I work the steps and I get to deeper levels, step three is the real, like, I feel like that's the real big thing. But step two is all I have to do is believe. The evidence on meeting, the evidence in the world of people getting recovered, to me, that's easy. And that's a miracle to be able to say that. So thank you for letting me share.
Oh, thank you so much, Vicki T. from Florida. Next, we've got Wendy M. Good morning, Wendy.
Good morning, Stephanie. Wendy M. I'm a compulsive overeater in Boulder, Colorado. So delighted to be on the call. The shares are phenomenal. Thank you, God. So, yes, yeah, so many things come to mind. Like the first one is, you know, please don't promote at me either, right? Like I'm an addict, you know, do not tell me how it should go down. Do not comment on anything about me, right? So that's a good way to start this. And then, and then here's the deal. Like, I don't have to really even talk about God per se. I'll explain in a minute. But all I have is my experience. Like, I don't have to make up stuff to convince them that this is a real problem, right? My experience, you know, speaks volumes, right? The deportment is obvious. You know, and the other thing I do is I'm very vulnerable. I open up and I'm very honest and very vulnerable. And that's different than promoting. That's just opening up to another human being. And what I find is the other person likes to open up as well. There's a safety, there's a trust. There's an understanding. There's finally a belonging. I'll never forget 25 years ago in Los Angeles, walking into my first meeting and these nodding heads when I'm talking and I'm nodding when they're talking, and there's nothing like it. The sense of belonging, right? And this is a spiritual experience, that moment, that vulnerability, that honesty that we share with each other. Because I'm on God's errand, right? I'm not on Wendy's errand. You know, God gave me an assignment. He gives us all an assignment, right? What's the assignment today, God? What is it? You know, it's a little bigger than chopping up vegetables, although that is a spiritual experience. The assignment is, you know, of course, how can I share my experience, strength, and hope so that another person and their higher power can hear it? And that's really like what this, in my opinion, is all about, you know. And no, it can be simple. If they say, well, what's God for you? I always say, I don't know that I believe in God, but I experience God constantly. And then I'll say, you know, when we were just giggling there then, because I was telling you a skinny margarita is an okay thing to drink, like, and they're laughing. They think it's hilarious. You know, we're laughing. And I say, that laughter, for me, that's God, right? This program is about how we treat people. That's how simple we can speak of these matters. It doesn't have to get complicated. And with that, I pass. Thank you.
Oh, perfect timing. Wendy M., thanks so much for sharing. Wendy from Colorado. So it looks like we can do two more. Who would like to share?
Mary Ellen C.
Was that Mary Ellen C?
She is in Pennsylvania.
And Mary Ellen, where are you calling from?
Oregon.
I gotcha. Okay. And then there was a male voice right after Mary Ellen.
David M., Florida.
David M. from Florida. Okay. All right. We'll go with that. Mary Ellen, you're up, followed by David. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning, everybody. Yeah, my name is Mary Ellen, and I'm a recovered compulsive overeater, and that is by God's grace, that is for sure. you know, what I wanted to share about was, you know, what everybody has talked about the language, and you know, some of the things that I think about with language that I hear from the Big Book is that it's a book that conveys inclusivity. That it doesn't matter what religion or what background or what experience, you know, I have, that I'm welcome. And that's the beautiful piece about our 11, you know, that this is a program that's based on attraction rather than promotion. And, you know, my own experience of growing up in the Bible Belt was there was a lot of people coming to evangelize and proselytize to me. And there was a lot of youth. You should, and you are, and you know, that was very defensive. That definitely made me feel very defensive and like I wasn't good enough. So I try to be really cognizant of that when I'm sharing about my recovery experience, and not wanting to scare people off. I just want to experiences, and just like sharing right now, it terrifies me. I really don't like sharing, but you know, it's part of what, you know, the 12-step practice. And I can only convey what I know. And so it's really, really important to me that I spend time with my higher power, and I try to find and understand how higher power shows up for me in a deeper way, that it never works for me just to rest on the laurels and what my experience was of higher power yesterday. And, you know, and the thing that I've really gotten from a higher power is learning that my interactions are going to be like a poem, which I heard, which is this the path of love. And so how am I interacting with other people without forcing myself on them? How am I listening to my God as I'm moving through the day in my interactions with the world around me? Thanks so much for letting me share.
Oh, well, thank you so much, Mary Ellen C. from Oregon. And David, you're up next. Good morning.
I'm sorry. What, I just jumped on. What's the topic?
Well, we read page 93, the first full paragraph, and that's what we're sharing on.
What was that about?
When dealing with, I guess I could, we only have a couple minutes. It's about not arousing prejudice against certain theological terms when talking with a prospective sponsee, or really anyone in program.
Okay. David, I'm here. Glad to be here. I'll do it.
And we have 2 minutes, David. Okay.
Oh, I'll be done before that. I'm at work, but yeah, I really wanted to share that. I really love this program. This program has really helped me grow in this, and you know, and helped me really grow in my interactions with people, in my interactions with fellows. I never really had that connection, communication with people before I got the program. I'm learning how people work, learning how to work with others. And it's a really special program, and especially when my higher powers evolved. And learning how to treat people, learning like, okay, I see outside of myself and see how, you know, how to listen, you know, to be there for somebody, and how to be there for somebody who's in need. And it really helps me, not just me, but them too. So, that's really special, and I just wanted to share on that, and I pass. Thanks.
All righty. Well, thank you so much, David M. from Florida. And that brings us right to the end. So we will now close with the reading from the Big Book on page 164, followed by the Serenity Prayer. And Julie E.B., can you please read A Vision for You?
Excuse me, Stephanie. I thought that you had asked me to do this. This is Penny L.C.
Oh, I'm sorry. It is you, Penny. I wrote down the wrong name. Penny L.C., please read that. Thank you.
Sure, no problem. Thank you for your service. Our book is meant to be suggestive only. We realize we know only a little. God will constantly disclose more to you and to us. Ask Him in your morning meditation what you can do each day for the man who is still sick. The answers will come if your own house is in order, but obviously you cannot transmit something you haven't got. See to it that your relationship with Him is right, and great events will come to pass for you and countless others. This is the great fact for us. Abandon yourself to God as you understand God. Admit your faults to Him and to your fellows. Clear away the wreckage of your past. Give freely of what you find and join us. We shall be with you in the fellowship of the Spirit, and you will surely meet some of us as you trudge the road of happy destiny. May God bless you and keep you until then.